Good morning. Thank you for listening to the Morning KLH. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. We talked about this yesterday. Sunday night, CBS aired Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. But there was a problem. The broadcast was cut short in the Eastern and Central time zones. Had nothing to do with the local affiliate here, CBS 58. Eastern and Central time zones, because of the local news and how the Masters earlier in the day had run over. So fans were upset because Billy was in the middle of Piano Man. CBS issued an apology and called it a network programming error. So to make it right, CBS will re-air the entire concert Friday night at 8 o'clock Central. It's also available to stream on Paramount. And this is how it sounded and looked to viewers across America. Here it is.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Yeah, there it is. So that's the reason why people across the country were upset. Yeah. Friday night, CBS is going to do a make good. And speaking of Billy Joel, talking with the Morning KLH here about once being the opening act for Sha Na Na here in Milwaukee.
I remember doing a gig there at some awful place. I was the opening act, believe it or not, for Sha Na Na. Yeah, I don't know who packaged this, Bill. It was a very, very strange gig, and we just kind of got overlooked. It was very, very early in my career, the early 70s, and we came on and said, who the hell put this package together? Everybody was dressed in these 50s clothes, and we came on and was doing Piano Man, and we kind of got booed off the stage. And
that's Billy Joel.
I can't imagine him getting booed off the stage ever, but
I can't either, really. Especially by a Sha Na Na crowd.
Yeah.
You know?
Doesn't seem...
Because they were all there for Bowser.
I guess.
All right, let's go to Ryan Reynolds. He decided to prank his friend, Rob McElhenney, for his birthday by posting a video that revealed a hand-drawn portrait of McElhenney resembling the nude drawing of Kate Winslet from the film Titanic. Here's Ryan.
So join me in celebrating the heart of our Wrexham AFC family by sending Rob all the birthday love we can. But please... don't embarrass him by going to Vistaprint.com/Wrexham to purchase, gift, and share items customized in all of Rob's splendor and soft, delicate chest hair. And don't put it all over social media. Nor should you visit the T-Pop Gallery in Wrexham, where this picture will actually hang among genuine works of art. No, just do as I am and simply wish Rob a happy birthday.
Of course, Wrexham is the soccer club that they own together. Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney. Liev Schreiber was on Kelly and Mark's show yesterday. He's the one Aaron Rodgers introduced to his Jets teammates as the voice of God because he narrates Hard Knocks. And he told Kelly and Mark that he wants to move from New York to L.A. so he can own some chickens and goats.
I'm starting to think like a place with some chickens and a maybe
chickens.
A goat. I've always wanted a goat. I've always wanted a goat.
So a farm. You want to move to a farm.
I think... You know, I've got a new baby now, and I think it would be nice to raise a kid with some animals. I had a...
Other than the animals in New York. Like real animals.
He talked about the time that he thought he was raising a chicken, but it was a rooster.
We briefly had a chicken, because you can have chickens in New York.
Yes.
You just can't have roosters. Because of the crowing.
Yeah.
And so we had a chicken, and we named her Linda.
Linda the chicken!
And one day, we woke up, and Linda was crowing.
No!
And it turned out Linda was a rooster.
Did you not ever get eggs from Linda?
And that was part of the other thing. I was like, okay, where are the eggs? The chicken. I mean, I'm from New York, but I think I know a little bit about farm. I was like, chickens make eggs. Where are the eggs?
Right.
And she didn't. And she was like, and I was like, okay.
Can you do that rooster one more time?
Really?
That's really funny.
Bark-a-bird-a-bird!
All right, we move on to Entertainment Tonight. Elon Musk discussing his biopic and potential actor choices.
We're very excited about the biopic in the works. Darren Aronofsky attached to direct.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many
great.
Yes, there's so many great people here tonight. Have you thought about who might play you?
Well, who do you think's playing me?
Bradley Cooper's here tonight.
Okay, sure. How about Benedict Cumberbatch?
You want to ask him?
Is he here?
Benedict watches E.T.
All right, Benedict, what do you think?
I think Benedict might be okay.
Maybe.
I can see it.
Oh, here's a good one for you. Perez Hilton today says Lenny Kravitz and Mariah Carey are secretly dating. That's a weird couple,
wow.
Right?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, very, very strange. Tom Cruise is quite the generous co-star. Back in the day, he gave Dakota Fanning, her very first cell phone, a Motorola Razr. Remember the Razr phones?
Yeah.
For her birthday when they were filming War of the Worlds in 2005. She was 11 years old. Dakota says, quote, "Oh my God, I was so excited. I didn't have anybody to call or text at that time. I was only 11, but I loved having it. It felt so cool." But the generosity didn't end there. Tom Cruise has sent Dakota Fanning a birthday gift every single year since. Every year on her birthday.
Well, he is very nice then.
It is nice.
It's not weird, is it?
Yeah, isn't that a little creepy, though?
Yeah.
Depends on what the gift is.
Yeah.
I would think.
Like if he gave her the phone and said, "Now you can use this to call me anytime, day or night."
That would be really
that
creepy.
That would be weird. Yeah,
does he give Anthony Edwards Goose anything every year?
Yeah.
His wingman?
Probably not. Yeah, you guys have me thinking it's creepy now.
Oh, yeah. I'm beginning to think it is.
Jimmy Buffett was honored last week with a tribute show at the Hollywood Bowl. And during last week's tribute show, Harrison Ford told the crowd that Jimmy Buffett was so cool, he inspired him to make a major change in his look. He was out with Jimmy and Ed Bradley. Remember 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley?
Yeah.
Okay. Harrison Ford tells the story.
Jimmy Buffett was a cool guy. I remember one day, some might say boozy lunch, with Jimmy and Ed Bradley. It was Bradley's birthday. I saw both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness. Infectious enough for a 40-year-old man to spontaneously get his f***ing ear pierced.
Okay, so somebody did the math on that. Harrison Ford, when he got his ear pierced in 1997, was not 40. He was 55 when he got his ear pierced.
Huh.
Jimmy Buffett inspired that. And speaking of, Eric Church led a star-studded performance in Margaritaville. Sheryl Crow, Paul McCartney, the Eagles, all paying tribute. That's your entertainment news, your Hollywood update for a Tuesday morning.